Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 94. Marine Parade Road, Singapore. Jasmine has been a Reiki practitioner for around 20 years. And yes, I know that a lot of people believe it's nonsense, she says with a warm smile. We both order our drinks at this coffee shop in Clementi. A te o for her, another cup of kopi for me. But whether someone believes in it or not, I know it's helped other people out, and that's all that matters. I return her smile and tell her that considering what I do, I always keep an open mind. We share a chuckle. Then she asks if I get any dismissive or condescending remarks about what I do too. I tell her that of course I do, but likewise, I know that collecting these stories helps people. The individuals who share the stories, but also hopefully people on a whole, for knowing that these stories will never truly die out. She nods and says that she understands. People assumed that my Reiki and my family's encounters were proof that I was going insane after my divorce, she says. Our drinks arrive and I switch my recorder on, then ask her to start from the beginning. It was late 2001. After living in Bishan for a year, Jasmine, her daughter Vanessa, and her son Jeremy moved to Amberville. It was an old condo along Marine Parade Road, she says. We were still renting, but I thought that being in a mezzanette might have been better for the kids. More space. And she was right. After the turmoil of her divorce, Vanessa and Jeremy seemed to be readjusting to what passed for a normal life. There were still fights, but just the usual family squabbles, not full-on shouting matches. They even got a dog, a normally easygoing chihuahua named Max. Jasmine thought that finally they could rebuild their family and move forward. But there were forces out of her control that threatened to derail her plans. It started when Jeremy had three of his friends over one Sunday evening. It was the December holidays, and the boys had been playing video games all day. As evening started to creep up on them, one of the boys, Tim, suddenly jumped in fright. He said he saw something fly past the living room window, Jasmine says. The other boys jokingly dismissed Tim. It must have been a bird or even just the trees outside swaying in the wind. But Tim was convinced it was something else. Jasmine, likewise, knew that whatever the boy saw, it was certainly something out of the ordinary. It didn't help that Max was barking furiously at the window too. But Jasmine kept her cool and only told the boys to stop disturbing Tim. A week later, Vanessa was alone at home with Max. She was up in her room, chatting with a friend on the phone, when Max started barking furiously again. This time, at something downstairs. Vanessa just shushed the dog at first. But then she heard one of the pots in the kitchen come crashing down. And then another and another. At this point, Max was halfway down the stairs. Vanessa ran after him, screaming for the dog to come back up. She managed to catch up with him, scooped him up, and scrambled back to her room. But not before catching sight of something in the kitchen. Something that looked like a large black and white bird. Something that was tearing the kitchen apart. Vanessa locked her door and stayed in her room long after the crashing had stopped. She only came running back down again when she heard Jasmine opening their flat's gate. The kids started staying at their friends' places more and more, Jasmine tells me. I knew that something needed to be done, but between work, my Reiki practice, and the kids' own lives, I couldn't see how I could make the time. One last incident, however, forced her hand. It was 1 a.m. on a Thursday night. After a particularly long shift and some Reiki practice, Jasmine could finally hang up the laundry to dry on their balcony. Both her kids were staying over with their friends, so she was alone at home with Max. I was so tired after the day I had, she tells me. So tired that she didn't notice Max's low growl at first. When she finally did, she looked down to see that a dog seemed to be growling in her direction. Confused, she knelt down to pat Max and comfort him. But the dog continued to growl up at her. He didn't bite or attack me, which should have been a clue, I guess, she says. Since she was unable to calm the dog down, she continued to hang up the laundry. Soon, however, Max's growls turned into barks. Again, his aggression seemed to be aimed at her. But then she felt something brushing against her shoulders. And that's when she realized that Max wasn't barking at her, but something above her. Slowly, cautiously, she turned to see flowing black hair by the side of her face, and a hand with long nails coming down from above and reaching out for her. Without looking up, she grabbed Max and ran out of the balcony in her flat. She only turned to look back once. When she did, what she saw looked like the silhouette of a woman with long hair climbing down from above the entrance of their balcony. We moved out as soon as we could, she says. It wasn't easy on the kids moving again, but they both had their own encounters, so they understood why. After moving out, Jasmine's career as a Reiki practitioner began to grow and grow. She doesn't think that the two are necessarily tied together, but it makes for an interesting coincidence. My success is because of my own hard work, not because I escaped a monster, she says, then adds with a smile, or an unhappy marriage. I return her smile once more. Then, as she finishes her drink, I thank her for her time and her stories. If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Hantu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Hantu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.